92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. It is Chamber Chat with the Grand Haven Ferrisburg Spring Lake Chamber of Commerce. April Tripp, director of what now?
Director of Programs and Events.
You just told me that. In my mind, I'm sorry. Oh my
gosh.
It's
too early in the morning.
It's not that early in the morning. For me, my day's half over. True. You're here to talk about the Jingle Bell Parade. How exciting. And you've been working on this, since what?
Oh gosh, really? Since I started back in February.
That's
really?
What I thought. Yeah. It's not like a couple weeks before. Oh, I guess I better get this started. So the Jingle Bell Parade is when?
It is Saturday, December 6th at 6 p.m. downtown Grand Haven.
Very, very cool. Yes. And what can you tell us about it?
It's going to be absolutely amazing. We have some great floats. I don't know if you attended last year, but we had the great... oh my gosh, trying to remember what they do. But so they are kind of up on a lift. They all dress as reindeer.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They're kind of running almost like they're on Santa's sleigh. So we have them again this year.
That's
so I cannot
awesome.
Wait.
Awesome.
Yes. And then we have Incredible Santa and Mrs. Claus who are going to be there.
Which, I mean, they're so busy. And the fact that they can make time to come to Grand Haven speaks fine. What did you do? Pick up the phone and just call? I mean,
I actually did say, who else can say that part of their job is they get to call Santa and see if he's available for a
there
Jingle
you go.
Bell Parade? It's
there
absolutely
you go.
Amazing.
I love it.
Yes. And then he, like usual, will be afterwards meeting up at Central Park.
Yeah.
And we'll do the tree lighting ceremony with Mayor Bob Netza.
Yep.
And we will have Salvation Army there.
Wonderful.
And they will be serving hot cocoa, leading us some carols. We'll have Prevailing Winds playing.
That's so nice.
Santa and Mrs. Claus will light the tree.
Oh, wow. I just got chills.
Yes. And as we all know, you're not able to hand out candy during the parade.
Right.
But at the tree lighting ceremony, everyone will be there and you can bring your kids down there, see Santa and Mrs. Claus, get the hot chocolate, and then get candy as well.
How fun.
Yes.
How many floats this year? How many entries this year?
I guess we have 84.
That's huge.
Yes. Yeah,
wow.
So, yeah, we have some great ones, though. We have the Grand Haven High School, the Drumline.
Yeah.
They will be there.
Okay.
And they're one of my absolute favorites to see. Yes. And so we've got them.
How exciting.
And then we have our amazing ambassadors, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be leading off the parade. And they are such big help. I know you've met a lot of them.
Oh, I've met a lot of your ambassadors. They're amazing.
Yes, I could not do it with them.
Yeah,
so.
It's a big undertaking to put on a parade like this. And I know you guys, you know, there's also spotters with walkie-talkies. And because you've got to keep things moving in a parade.
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah.
It's like if there's gaps, I mean, it's got to keep moving.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially just when we don't want people to get bored, but then also then it gets kind of into security concerns. You don't want somebody running out to the road because they think the parade is ending.
There's a lot going on.
Yes.
Even though it may seem like it goes by really fast, the months that take to prepare for something like this.
And the number of volunteers, I just could not do
with. And what do they do? What do the volunteers do?
Lots of different things. They will help me set up the parking lots in the morning.
Okay.
To get all that ready. And then as the floats come in, we help kind of get them situated where they need to be in the lineup.
You get your little clipboards.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
And keep in mind, you're doing this in winter. It's not like at the Coast Guard parade. Right.
Yes.
So you're all bundled up. Yeah.
Yes. That's what I actually said. Everyone that knows me knows that I normally don't wear a coat. This year, I will actually be buying a winter coat,
you will.
Hat, and mittens, or else I will freeze.
There you go.
Yes.
So they help out with all that stuff then.
Yes, and then they help along the parade route.
Okay.
Kind of keeping kids back, making sure that the floats and the vehicles and all the different entries have room to get through.
Mm-hmm.
So they, and then they help clean up afterwards.
Well, that's a big deal too. You're right.
Yeah.
There's always afterwards.
Amazing high school students. We have National Honor Society helping us. And we only needed 37 of them signed up
that
to volunteer, which just says amazing things about students in
that
this
speaks
area.
Volumes.
Yes.
How fun. This is going to be so fun and so exciting. How are things going at the chamber?
They are going wonderful.
Good.
We are plugging right along.
Yeah, you always are.
Yes,
yeah.
While I'm in the middle of planning a Jingle Bell Parade, actually I'm also working on next year's art festival.
No, so, you are not.
Yes, registration for applications open November 1st. So we are in the midst of planning next year's art festival. So
wonderful.
We got the winter and the summer going.
Well, you're planning a wedding too. I know that
yes,
on a
I
personal
am.
Note.
Yes.
You're one of those people that's you're a good planner.
Oh, gosh.
You're a leader. I'm not a leader. I'm a follower. Tell me what to do and I'll do it, but I cannot lead. It's just not in my makeup. It just isn't. Are you excited for Thanksgiving? Are you hosting? Yes. What are you doing this year?
Yep. We are going to Dave, my fiance. Uh-huh. We're going to his parents' house.
That's nice.
For Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And then hosting another Thanksgiving on Saturday with my parents.
That's nice.
Yes.
That's nice. Yeah. Yeah, that's nice that you do both.
Yep. Yes. Yes.
Are you pecan pie or pumpkin pie?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, pumpkin pie.
Are you?
Pumpkin pie,
okay.
Is the best thing in the face of the world.
All right.
Or in the planet.
You can use a little whipped cream to cut the sweetness on that pie. That's what I do.
Well, that's get to cover it all up.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even see the pumpkin pie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I just love just hanging out in my pajamas on Thanksgiving morning.
Oh, yes.
You know, kicking back and enjoying the coffee and all of that. Well, yes. Very, very good. You know, it's been a while since I've been to the Jingle Bell Parade. How soon do people start getting down here?
Oh, not as bad as the Coast Guard.
Like Coast Guard,
parade,
okay. Okay.
Yes, but it starts at 6, so you will start seeing people out there like 3, 4 p.m.
Okay, and well, there's a lot to do downtown, too.
Yes.
You can shop, you can walk around, and there's lots of stuff you can do.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Exactly.
Very, very good. Well, very exciting. Saturday, December 6th, the Jingle Bell Parade,
yes.
6 p.m. in the city of Grand Haven with the Grand Haven Chamber. With Grand Haven, Ferrisburg, and Spring Lake. And I do know that it is the last year that you guys are hosting this parade.
Oh,
so.
Nope. We are booked for next year.
You are doing it
yes.
next year.
Yep. There is a change.
No one told me.
No, yes. No, our big thing is we just want to, until the right hands get it into place.
Well, perfect.
And
perfect.
That they are able to take it over because it's a big community
It is a big
event.
Thing. And you will find the right person.
Yes, exactly.
You are the right entity. You'll find the
yes.
right you know, person to take that over. Well, that's
yes.
good to hear
yes.
then.
Yes. So I will be doing this next year as well.
You're amazing.
Yes.
I adore you. Oh, the Foo Fighters are going on tour.
I know.
She's like,
so
she loves the Foo Fighters.
I'm crossing my fingers. Maybe for Christmas, I'll get some tickets.
Ooh, there you go. Under the tree.
Yes.
April trip with the Chamber. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
It's been another Chamber Chat.